Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio, your spot in the corner office, the radio show where executives share their secrets to success. Executive Leaders Radio.
You are listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Hank Boyer, with my co-host, Todd Sipperman, CEO and founder of Sipperman Compliance Services, and Christine Miles, CEO and founder of Equipped. We're back, and you're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Hank Boyer, and we'd like to introduce you to Matt Regan, who is president of Wealthcare Capital Management. What is Wealthcare Capital Management? What do you folks do?
We are a technology-enabled registered investment advisor that provides a platform and a solution for advisors that are interested in setting up independent practices. We support about 160 advisors across the country. We manage about $4 billion on their behalf, and we provide them kind of the complete outsourced solution that they need to strike out from wirehouses or independent broker-dealers and embrace independence.
So you're helping to launch new businesses, essentially.
Yeah. You know, what we tell advisors is, the best way to grow your business, establish your business and be successful is to not spend time on non-revenue generating activities. So What we do is we take care of those non-revenue generating activities. Think compliance, billing, operations, trading, the investments, the financial planning software, so that they can spend time in the high growth part of their business, meeting with clients, meeting with prospects, and growing their top line.
And how did you get started there?
I was actually recruited into this company in 2018. I was the chief operating officer of a large RIA in Philadelphia called Westcott Financial. And I was approached by a friend of mine. Our kids grew up together and played sports together. And he's the managing director of the private equity fund that owns this company. He asked me to come in and take a look at it, give him my impressions of the company, which I did. And conversations kind of wound around, and ultimately I was recruited in to take over as president.
And let's take you back in time. Where were you born and raised?
I was actually born in White Plains, New York, New Rochelle, White Plains, and then moved when I was about two down to Havertown in Delaware County, and then moved to Wayne, Pennsylvania.
Brothers or sisters?
I'm the third of four. I have an older sister, I have a younger sister, and I have an Irish twin. My older brother is just about 10 months older than me.
And who among your siblings are you closest to?
You know, we're a very close-knit family, lost mom and dad, and have all geographically, we're very close. But kind of the obvious one is my brother. We grew up and lived in the same room together and played sports together and spent a lot of time together and still do.
So what was your role as the number three out of four kids in the family?
I was a bit of a smart aleck and a bit of a, kind of the troublemaker in the family, which the role was, if I was the one that was always in trouble, I think it made it a little easier for my brothers and sisters through their teenage years to get away with what they did.
Outstanding. So tell us a little bit about mom and dad. What did mom do for a living? What did dad do for a living?
So my parents are both educators. My mom was a librarian, a school librarian. She had a master's degree in library science. She was a patron of the arts. She was a lifelong ticket holder to the New York City Opera and the Philadelphia Opera, surrounded herself with music and art throughout her life. And my dad was a philosophy professor at Villanova. He was a professor there for 50 years. He notably founded the Center for Peace and Justice Studies there, and he was the academic advisor for all the athletes for about four decades there at Villanova.
Was he the larger-than-life role model in your life?
Very much so, yeah. He was a gregarious, outgoing, much-loved figure at Villanova and throughout the community. The coach of all the sports teams that we played on, extremely well-known throughout all my relationship.
So Matt, your Irish twin older brother, you said you shared a room with him. What was it? What was the nighttime talk in the room between you and he?
We fought, physically as boys always do. So, if everybody was healthy, then we'd have a nice chat at the end of the day. But there was some stony silences, I'm sure, at the end of the night. My brother was a very, very good athlete, a big time soccer player, college soccer player and baseball player.
And he did what on the baseball team?
He was a pitcher. He was a left-handed pitcher, and I was a catcher, which was interesting. It was an interesting dynamic. In high school, I actually caught my brother, through my sophomore and junior year.
That's a very important relationship between the catcher and the pitcher. What's the role of the catcher?
Well, I always think about the role of the catcher as kind of being the quarterback on the baseball field. He's involved in every play. He's calling the pitches. He's, positioning the infielders often. I always thought of it as, kind of the laboratory for my leadership skills. As far as the pitcher's concerned, certainly the weight of the performance falls more heavily on his shoulders, but there is a role in there for the catcher to kind of direct things from behind the scenes.
I kind of look at it like the catcher's the operations guy. The pitcher gets the glory. The catcher kind of goes unnoticed behind the scenes in a lot of ways, even though doing a lot of the work. So you mentioned that you're on the operations side in your business. What do those two things have to do with one another?
Well, I think there's probably a connection there, Christine. I've always been on the operations and technology side. Throughout my career, I started actually with a clearing firm, and I was in the securities lending business, and then I set up and ran broker dealers for some people for a while at a couple of different places, including Vanguard. I went into the RIA space, but I've never had a book of business. I've never had a client. I've never been on the sales side. I've always come at it from operations and technology and support.
Matt, a tight-knit family like that, your brother was obviously the gifted athlete, at least between the two of you. So what was your role? How did you define your role in the family?
Well, I was, as I said, a little bit of a smart aleck, a little bit of a troublemaker, but I kept things light in the household. I considered myself kind of the smart one. I learned subsequently that I wasn't nearly as intelligent as I thought I was. But at the time, I remember being, quite full of myself and taking the role with my dad at the dinner table of kind of launching into the long conversations about philosophy and politics, et cetera.
Does that role sort of inform how you run WealthCare?
I think the one thing that I was able to, accomplish, within the family was to take a little bit of a leadership role, but to do it in a way that it wasn't top down. In an Irish family like ours, there's lots of conversation. There's not a lot of room for people dictating things. And, that's really been my approach to leadership, here at WealthCare and throughout my career is, I absolutely defer to the expertise of the people that are around me. They know far more about their business than I do. But I just try to create an environment where people can succeed.
You called yourself the smart one in your family. It sounds like you've learned to not necessarily act that way as a leader.
100%. So, I think if there's one thing that defines my leadership style, it's that I defer to everybody else's expertise because I've learned, quite a bit along the way that I certainly don't have all the answers.
Your father's, very amazing career. It's the Center for Peace and Justice. What lessons you learn arguing with him and how have you taken those lessons into your career?
My father was a very open-minded person. Chavez began his career in the 60s and throughout the 70s and led the anti-war movements at Villanova, was very involved in social justice throughout his career, but also, very closely tied to all the sports teams there. So it was an interesting mix of kind of the academics and the athletics. As far as I'm concerned, I think, the fact that I'm open-minded, kind of didactic in any way with people in my career, probably comes from my dad's approach, just a very liberal, open-minded approach.
So what do you hear your dad whispering in your ear as you're facing a tough decision at WealthCare?
He would always tell me to tone it down was what he's done. And I still hear that from him. But I think the bottom line is my dad, kind of imbued in me a sense that everybody's opinion really matters. And that's the way that we run this business. I have a fantastic management team, as I mentioned, that have far more experience in certain areas than I do. And I kind of, float on top of that like a cornflake and allow them to make the tough decisions, consultatively.
How does that philosophy serve your customers?
Well, again, we defer to the advisors. Those are the people that are doing God's work with their clients. You know, I have nothing but admiration for them. As I mentioned, I'd never been in that role before. So we're here to serve and support. That's the way that we run the business. And hopefully the people that work with me and work for me, you know, also get out of bed every day with the idea that, you know, we're here to help these advisors grow their businesses and help their clients.
And what's the website of your organization, Matt?
Yeah, it's wealthcaregdx.com.
WealthcareGDX.com. We've been speaking with Matt Regan, who is the president of Wealthcare Capital Management here on Executive Leaders Radio. Please don't forget to visit executiveleadersradio.com to learn more about our executive leaders. We'll be right back after this brief break.